You're scrolling through old photos when you pause at one from a decade ago. The person staring back looks familiar, yet somehow foreign. Same eyes, different everything else. Now flip the lens forward. Who will you be in 10 years? Most of us can't answer that question with any clarity. We assume we'll be roughly the same person, maybe with a few more gray hairs and life lessons. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Your future self is essentially a stranger to you right now. And the way you treat strangers, with indifference, occasional kindness, but rarely deep sacrifice, is exactly how you're treating the person you're destined to become. This disconnect explains why we sabotage ourselves so consistently, choosing the extra slice of cake, the impulse purchase, the skipped workout. We're not just weak-willed, we're literally failing to recognize that the consequences will land on someone we deeply care about, ourselves. Consider Pedro Rodriguez Filho, who tattooed "I kill for pleasure" on his arm and murdered dozens. Today, he runs a YouTube channel promoting nonviolence from a remote cottage, claiming disgust at his former self. Is he the same person? This isn't just philosophical musing. It's the ancient ship of Theseus paradox made flesh. Replace every plank of a boat during a voyage, and is it still the same vessel when you return? Most of us believe in personal continuity despite change. The kid who lost a tooth in second grade is still fundamentally me. Yet research tracking individuals over 50 years reveals something more nuanced. While about 60% of personality traits remain predictable, we typically change in one core trait per decade. What anchors us then? Not just physical continuity. Thought experiments prove that. If your consciousness transferred to another body, you'd follow your mind, not your original flesh. Philosopher John Locke suggested memory creates the chain of identity, but that's problematic too. Forgetting breakfast doesn't make you a different person. The answer may lie deeper. Research by Nina Strominger suggests our moral self, our kindness, empathy, character, forms the truest core of identity. When moral traits shift fundamentally, even close relationships fracture. When they remain intact, we recognize continuity despite dramatic surface changes. Brain imaging reveals something startling. When people think about their future selves, their medial prefrontal cortex, the region for self-reflection, barely activates. Instead, the pattern resembles how we think about celebrities. Neurologically, your future self registers more like Matt Damon than like you. Researchers found people easily distinguish between their present self and 3 months ahead, but smush together more distant future selves into an indistinct blob. The implications are profound. Just as we decline to help casual coworkers move furniture, we neglect our future selves by prioritizing immediate gratification. The $200,000 TV over retirement savings, the couch over the gym, dessert over discipline. We're not failing ourselves, we're failing strangers we don't particularly care about. What matters isn't whether future selves are other people, but what kind of others they are. Strangers warrant little sacrifice. Best friends? We'd do almost anything. Linda Chamberlain co-founded Alcor in 1972, preserving bodies at sub-freezing temperatures, hoping for future revival. Despite the $200,000 plus cost and wildly uncertain outcomes, she maintains a strict vegan diet and rigorous exercise, not for current health, but to optimize her brain for potential revival decades or centuries from now. Most of us won't pursue cryonic preservation, but the principle applies universally. Early research asking if people liked their future selves proved useless. Everyone claimed strong feelings that didn't match their saving behaviors. The breakthrough came from relationship research, showing people overlapping circles representing closeness to their future selves. College students selecting more overlap significantly delayed gratification, choosing larger future rewards. Adults reporting stronger future self connection had accumulated substantially more assets, even controlling for age, education, and income. This connection extends beyond finances to ethics, academics, exercise, and psychological well-being. People envisioning greater similarity between current and future selves report higher life satisfaction a decade later. The causation runs the right direction. Feeling connected drives better decisions, not vice versa. We fixate on present feelings while neglecting future needs, like missing your flight because airport drinks are too enjoyable. This creates preference reversals. We'll choose $1,000 in 18 months over $900 in 12 months, but flip when both move to the present, taking $900 now rather than waiting 6 months for $1,000. Present emotions feel magnified while future feelings seem muted and distant. We buy too much when shopping hungry, give in to temptations we'd easily resist if delayed. Time itself compresses as it moves away from now. Research confirms a one-year span only feels about 1.2 times longer than 3 months, though objectively it's 4 times as long. About 20% of people chronically procrastinate, with research linking it to anxiety, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. We consistently believe future emotions will be less intense than present ones. Harvard researchers found women basing dating predictions on others' experiences were twice as accurate as those using their own imagination. Collective experiences provide superior predictions than personal simulation. Then there's the yes damn effect, saying yes to future commitments when calendars look empty, only to regret them later. We consistently underestimate how busy future selves will be. Greg Tights tattooed a San Francisco restaurant's logo on his body for free food for life. He enjoyed 40-50 free meals before the restaurant closed. Approximately 25% of tattooed Americans regret at least one, fueling a $4.7 billion removal industry growing at 15% annually. Economist George Lowenstein jogged up a steep Pittsburgh hill that left him utterly exhausted. Yet within 30 seconds of reaching the top, he thought, that wasn't that big of a deal. Pain that seemed overwhelming moments before quickly faded from memory. This projection bias affects everyday decisions. Office workers choose unhealthy snacks when hungry, but healthier ones when full. Car buyers purchase more convertibles on warm days. We use current feelings to predict future preferences and dramatically overdo it. Psychologist Dan Gilbert believed that by 40, his personality would stabilize. At 64, he discovered 64 is more different from 54 than 54 was from 44. This end-of-history illusion means we recognize past change while underestimating future change, consistently believing we finally become who we'll always be, until we look back and realize we were wrong again. When researchers placed participants in VR environments with age-progressed avatars, those interacting with their future selves allocated 6% of paychecks to retirement versus just 2% for control groups. This approach improves health behaviors, ethical decisions, and reduces delinquency. Author Anne Napolitano has written letters to her future self every decade since age 14. Students writing to 20-year-ahead selves exercised more than those writing to 3-month-ahead versions. Commitment devices also bridge the gap. James Cannon used Antabuse to combat his 12-pack-a-day habit. The medication creates immediate hangover symptoms when combined with alcohol, transforming countless daily battles into one morning decision. Similar strategies include buying portion-controlled snacks, pre-scheduling workouts, or using timed lockboxes. The key is finding constraints strong enough to work without being so restrictive they're abandoned. We can ease present sacrifices through reframing. Psychiatrist David Spiegel's supportive expressive group therapy helped breast cancer patients process difficult emotions together. Early studies showed they lived 18 months longer. Psychologist Jeff Larson proved we can feel happiness and sadness simultaneously. Behavioral economist Katie Milkman's temptation bundling, only reading novels while exercising, increased workout frequency by 51%. Framing $150 monthly savings as 5 daily quadrupled signups. Yet, extreme future focus costs too much. Financial planner Carl Richards nearly skipped an expensive New Zealand kayaking trip until realizing some experiences can't be postponed. The FIRE movement's aggressive saving enables early retirement, but can drastically reduce present well-being. Living only for tomorrow deprives your future self of memories that make life meaningful. Your future self isn't a stranger. It's who you're becoming with every choice. Start small. Write a letter to yourself 10 years ahead. Visualize that older face. Ask what they'd thank you for today. You're building them now, one moment at a time. The question isn't whether you'll change, you will. It's whether you'll treat that person like a stranger or your closest friend.